Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 295 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 20th is write out the vision of how you want people to remember your character throughout your lifetime. Analyze how who you are, your character, can be relevant no matter where you go or what you do in life. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. Oftentimes I catch myself getting frustrated over the where and what of my life, the things I'm able to do and not do, the places I'm able to go or not go, and how my choices feel like they are limited. Weren't we told when we were young that we can do anything we want to do? We had dreams of being able to travel and go wherever we wanted to go. And sometimes we do psych ourselves out by feeling like we really don't have a choice in the matter of what we do and where we can go in our lives. But sometimes we may not really have that choice. And a great example of this is the story of Anne Frank. Anne's family fled from Germany because of increasing discrimination and persecution of Jews from the Nazis during the 1930s. Anne's father, Otto Frank, moved the family to Amsterdam, where they lived fairly happily for several years, with Otto running his own business. Mr. Frank seized the power of choice and made a decision about where he would take his family and what he would do. But as events escalated and the Nazis eventually took control of Amsterdam as well, the Franks' family choices of what and where seemed to disappear. When Anne's sister Margot received a notice to report to a work camp, the family chose to go into hiding in what would become known as the secret annex, in a hidden section of the business owned by Otto Frank. With the help of several non-Jewish people, the Franks and another family were able to live in the secret annex for 2 years, avoiding discovery by the Nazis. It was during this time Anne Frank famously wrote her diary, short stories in the beginning of a novel, giving us a glimpse into the thoughts and feelings of a young teenage girl who was cut off from the outside world and did not seem to have much choice as to what she did and where she went. But her writings reveal that she had plenty of choice in who she was, in the principles and values of her integrity, in the character she exhibited in her daily life, and in her vision for the future, both for herself and the world. Despite the circumstances of the what and the where of her life, and I don't think when Anne Frank wrote in her diary that she was imagining people 80 years later all around the world being influenced by her words. She simply spoke from her heart. And I would like to share with you some of those words from her heart as you reflect on the primary vision of who you want to become, no matter the circumstances of your secondary vision of what you do and where you are. On having a vision, Anne said, quote, "In spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at heart," end quote. On pursuing your dreams, quote, "The good news is that you don't know how great you can be, how much you can love, what you can accomplish, and what your potential is," end quote. On knowing your integrity, quote, "I must uphold my ideals, for perhaps the time will come when I shall be able to carry them out," end quote. On living by principles, quote, "In the long run, the sharpest weapon of all is a kind and gentle spirit," end quote. On seeking excellence, quote, "Laziness may appear attractive, but work gives satisfaction, end quote. On growing character skills, quote, I can't imagine how anyone can say, I'm weak, and then remain so. After all, if you know it, why not fight against it? Why not try to train your character? End quote. On rising above, quote, I don't think of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains. End quote. On overcoming obstacles, quote, those who have courage and faith shall never perish in misery. End quote. On being a lighthouse, quote, where there's hope, there's life. It fills us with fresh courage and makes us strong again. End quote. On leading by serving, quote, no one has ever become poor by giving. End quote. On seeking peace and fulfillment, quote, whoever is happy will make others happy too. End quote. On enjoying the journey, quote, as long as this exists, this sunshine and this cloudless sky, and as long as I can enjoy it, how can I be sad? End quote. On the inside fundamentals of mindset, quote, whoever doesn't know it must learn and find by experience that a quiet conscience makes one strong. End quote. On the outside fundamentals of action, quote, how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. End quote. On writing your own story, quote, parents can only give good advice or put them on the right paths, but the final forming of a person's character lies in their own hands. End quote. And on soul success, quote, we all live with the objective of being happy. Our lives are all different and yet the same. Human greatness does not lie in wealth or power, but in character and goodness. End quote. And I believe that words are hollow unless they are backed up by a person who lives by their principles and lives a life that can serve as a lighthouse for others. And that is exactly what Anne Frank did in her short time on this earth. And it's exactly what you and I can do as well. So how about you? Can you write out the vision of how you want people to remember your character through your lifetime? Can you analyze how who you are can be relevant no matter where you go or what you do in life? No matter our circumstances, we can craft a vision for our lives that helps us become the person we want to be. And as we use the 12 fundamentals of success to write our own story, we can also embrace the opportunity to be the person we were created to be. And this journey will allow us to increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.